You're listening to The Pulse, and it's time now for our series, Patient Files, your stories of illness, healing, and recovery. Steve Novarita has the hulking build of a professional athlete. He played minor league baseball. The former pitcher hung up his cleats some time ago, though, and now works in player development for the Philadelphia Phillies. That means he spends a lot of time with the team's minor league players and a lot of time on the road traveling to ballparks. Last April, he went to a day game in New Jersey. He watched the Lakewood Blue Claws play a little ball, and then he got into the car to head home. And that's when the unthinkable happened.
I left there probably around 3 o'clock, and I'm driving down Route 70 coming from Lakewood going back to where I live in Mount Laurel, New Jersey. I'm driving, I had two cars in front of me. And it was as clear as all get out. I'm just driving along. It was about 4:20 in the afternoon. And all of a sudden, out of nowhere, a car that was heading the other direction that was passing somebody decided not to go back into his lane and went into my shoulder. And when I saw that for that instant, I said, wow, what's that? Because it just kind of just threw me off guard. And I was driving with one hand on the wheel, and then I just grabbed onto the other hand. I held on, and my words at that time were, oh no. He hit me on my passenger side, which was a pretty good hit. The sound of the metal, everything. I mean, it was just really a unbelievable sound, one sound that still sticks with me. But the second hit was the hit when he pushed me into the oncoming traffic. An SUV hit me, and when he hit me, it was so hard. He rolled, I spun, I held onto the wheel, and as I was spinning, I said, I am not going to die, I'm not going to die. And as soon as I said that, boom, another car hit me, and I'm like, geez, how many cars are out there? Everything stopped, and I was still conscious. I knew where everything was at. I was kind of laying in the seat. The seat kind of fell back, but I couldn't reach anything. I couldn't reach the doors. I couldn't reach the ceiling, the roof of the car. When I realized I couldn't move my one leg, I looked down, and I saw my femur that ripped through my pants, and it was caramel color. It was just the bone sticking through. They wheeled me into the operating room, and I saw both doctors looking up at these two big, huge TV screens, and I saw my leg, and they had their backs turned to me. I said, okay, boys, let's put this thing back together, and they started laughing. From that point, all I remember is being knocked out, and then the next day, starting my road to recovery. Well, it started with the femur. I compounded fractured that area. I came to find out that I had a puncture lung, had broken ribs, and about 2 weeks into the after the accident, I found out I had a fracture to my jaw. I guess everything else was in such pain that the jaw didn't really matter. And then finally, I was having a tough time chewing and biting down, and they found out that I had fractured my jaw. You know, I had to be off my leg for 2 months, which for me, sitting around 2 minutes is long enough, let alone 2 months. They saw that I was determined to get back, and I even told the doctors, I said, I'm coming back with a vengeance. And it's amazing that just in a matter of seconds, my life had changed. Just sitting in the car, you think of, you know, my family and my wife and the kids, and then all of a sudden, how my life changed with this accident to open my eyes in many ways and started appreciating things a little bit. And my wife always said, you know, you got to stop and smell the roses. Boy, I'll tell you what, I've been smelling them, I'll tell you that much.
Todd Bookman produced this piece.